views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to all those callers, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And you might be watching as well as Angel Healing House Radio went to Facebook Live only a few weeks ago. And if you'd like to watch the show as well as listen, you can always go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, click on the link, and you can see me as well as hear me. Now, let's start the show today speaking about the energies which are so helpful at the moment. A reminder that we as a collective consciousness are still very much under the influence of the full moon, which is now shining a tremendous light on helping us to release anything that is no longer serving us, as we now energetically are ready to let go of those things in our lives which are no longer needed. Hallelujah! You know, Jupiter also started going forward last Friday. On that date of that full moon, and the date it started going forward was on June 9th. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion. It's the planet of good luck and good fortune as well. And it's helping us expand as we are being given a massive boost of energetic opportunity to release any aspects of ourselves that we've outgrown and that are holding us back from shining our most authentic light to the world. We are now being given the energetic strength to become who we are, who we were always meant to be, and we're now ready to release anything that no longer values, honors, and respects us. I've heard from so many people that are releasing so many things. This means letting go of relationships that aren't of value, letting go of those career choices that might be dishonoring, our health choices that are not particularly respectful, and we're letting go of even the locations of where we live if they feel like they are past their use-by date and they're not serving us for our highest good any longer. You know, as the Posse of Angels mentioned in last week's show, it is a massive time of rebirth and regeneration for all of us. And continuing with this theme of rebirth and regeneration, they are speaking about empowerment and believing in ourselves this month, and they've entitled today's show, Write a New Story for Your Life. So let's see what their suggestions are for all of us writing a new story. Well, the Posse of Angels was sharing with me this past week how many of us have come to a really significant juncture in our lives. And they say that it has all to do with the culmination of several things that have occurred for us as a conscious collective. You know, the first part of the journey that we went on to arrive at this really crucial point of regeneration was for all of us to open up and awaken to what the Posse of Angels and I have always called our divine eternal natures. Depending when we allowed ourselves to open to this, our spiritual awareness that we were so much more than just physical, many of us spent so much of our focus and time over the past years in New Age shops. Well, heck, I worked in one of these beautiful stores in 2005. Whether in and out of New Age shops, we spent our time devouring spiritual books and videos like The Secret. We attended spiritual workshops and seminars. We listened to webinars and podcasts, which were all helping us remember the spiritual wisdom that we were already born with. We just needed to awaken to it. Yet, many of us had allowed ourselves to forget it by buying into programming of fear and control. Now, once this remembering of our spiritual wisdom was done, so many of us then felt compelled to share our newly awakened awareness with others. Many of us then embarked on an immense time of service, devotion, helping, and like in my case and a lot of other people's cases, saving others through our healing practices, as we were life coaches, energy workers, Reiki masters, teachers, angel practitioners like myself. How about motivational speakers, practitioners of color, crystal healing, sound healing, learning alternative modalities, just to name a few areas? Then the energy from that immense phase of helping others began to noticeably recede. And the Posse of Angels tells me that it started to recede around the date of 2012, as the universe then asked us to turn the mirror not away from helping people, but that focus of being of service, and turn the mirror back on ourselves to reignite our dreams and desires and bring forth the real tangible physical manifestation of our creative talents. This saw a veritable flood of light workers, those living a conscious life of awareness, as they began to publish their books, make YouTube videos, attack the social network markets with their podcasts and webinars. They wrote newsletters and blogs, and they even, some of them, even created their own radio programs, like me with Angel Healing House Radio. You know, for us to have arrived at this really most important threshold of new beginnings at this time of rebirth, the Posse of Angels is saying that this never, ever would have occurred unless we decided to write a new story for our lives. Looking back over the past 2, 5, 10 plus years through our awakened souls and through our enlightened eyes, many of us can clearly see that the chapters that we had previously written for the story of our lives was written with a really dark ink. This stands to reason, as much of the content that we wrote about and we focused on was heavy and written with a disheartened, disappointed, blaming, and an unfulfilled pen. You know, many looked at their lives solely through the illusion of separation, and this was through the eyes of lack. Things only seeing what they didn't have instead of blessing what they did have, looking through the eyes of scarcity, competition, and fear. And when one really does look at the world that way, it does look like a very scary place. Looking back over the story of my life before I awakened through my angelic walk-in experience that occurred in January 11th of 2003, you know, I can clearly see that what I wrote for my story, again, it was filled with fear and low self-worth, self-denial, and so much compromise, devaluing and disrespecting myself. Now, rereading those chapters, I saw that its dark content no longer resonated with my level of light and of love that I now chose to embrace. In fact, these former dark chapters had to be released and erased to reflect the light of who I had become. So when it came to me rewriting the chapters of the story of my life, I went about erasing my 26-year abusive marriage, and I erased the predictable programmed way that I was allowing myself to live other people's vision for my life. I know it's hard to believe that before my angelic walk-in experience, the former soul who was in the body, well, she did not take responsibility for her life. She didn't forgive. She held judgment. She loved conditionally, and she blamed just about everyone for why she was so miserable, unsatisfied, and unfulfilled. Once I, Angel Ariel, looked at that life and I erased those former pages, then the pages of my chapters of my book of life, they were completely blank. And you know what, everyone? That scared the heck out of me. It had been so easy to be a victim and codependent, and allow others to determine the content of my book of life and for them to tell me what to write. But now the power was all in my own hands. Staring at the blank pages in front of me, well, I decided to write what I wanted to read about in the future. Along with choosing the content of my own story, I decided to write with a very, very different pen. I chose to write with a fearless pen, a pen that was authentic and empowered as my new chapters took on a very different feel. They had the feel of a person about to trek the highest mountains, explore the deepest jungles, and to cross undiscovered lands. Suddenly, my life went from being a very predictable story with a foreseeable, expected conclusion to turning my story into an absolute adventure and a thriller. My story became one in which the heroine, myself, lives life on her own terms and faces the thrills and the spills, the challenges and the triumphs of living a life without settling for less, a life without compromise. You know, looking back over the new chapters of my book of life, some of the chapters, don't get me wrong, they were quite sad, while others were happy and joy-filled and exciting. Like any good novel, my story now contains moments of struggles, uncertainty, and renewed faith, most of all in myself. These then led to hope and overwhelming achievements and successes and victories, as you know what, I decided to live life on my own terms. Now, you can ask, was writing a new story of my life easy? Well, no, and yes. The hardest part of deciding to write a new story was deciding whether I was going to stop writing my life with limitation and fear as my main characters. You know, once I decided to write with very, very different characters, the content of my story began to change. when I chose to change my main characters to faith and courage and strength of my conviction and belief in myself and in God. A whole different novel grew into an intriguing tale. Having now written new chapters for the story of my life for the past 14 years, I see that in every moment of every single day, I have the ability to write my own story and to change and to edit and to alter it whenever I desire. You know, having lived those past 14 years, I know that life does not just randomly happen to us, as we're always deciding what story we want to write. You know, there are some people who love to write about tragedy and drama and conflict, and they derive such joy from being stuck in a loop of chaos and hearsay and gossip. They write with great enthusiasm and passion about catastrophes and the embellished details of just how bad things are and how terrible the world is, how this or that person could possibly have done this or that, always judging things, and how things never go right for them, instead of putting their emphasis on their blessings. The chapters of these people's stories almost always contain lots of calamity, lots of misfortune, and lots of heartbreak. And with all of this, there is very little resolution and a whole lot of desperation and disappointment when you look at how this translates into their experiences and the stories of their lives. But then on the flip side, there are other writers who choose to look on the brighter side of life, and they focus on and they write content that puts the attention on something that is uplifting and inspiring as it motivates and it elevates the soul. Now, these people do not necessarily have an easier life, but it is their choice to change their perspective and to write about their experiences as blessings, and then it actually makes their stories inspirational reading. Here they come. The Posse of Angels is chiming in, and they're asking you listeners and you viewers, what kind of story have you written for your life so far? Just think about it. Is it one that you love reading? Or do you prefer to hide the story of your life in some dusty attic or forgotten area of the basement? If we have previously chosen to write a story that was written with a sad, blaming, fearful pen of limitation and denial of who we are, it's vastly important to go back, wipe off that dusty book, and reread those former chapters. For it's in the rereading that we will acknowledge the struggles, the pain, and the heartache that we endured, that pushed us to get us to this stage of actually writing a whole new story. You know, when I went back and I reread what I wrote for myself before my angelic walk-in experience, before I awakened, I truly was not embarrassed, but I was so proud of myself to see just how far I've come. And I speak about that extraordinary journey of the former soul and my angelic walk-in experience in my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-in. You know, over my past 14 years as a healing practitioner, I've had many clients tell me that they too have a book inside of themselves, but they've just not written it yet because, oh, well, they're not a writer. They look at my books and they ask, well, how did you go about writing it? What was the preparation that you did in order to write the book? How did you decide the content? How do you market it? How did you distribute it? And quite simply, I told them that a writer writes. An inspired writer does not think so much with their mind about what they're going to write, as they allow themselves to feel the story in their hearts and allow themselves to be a co-creator with God, to hold the pen, to bring forth their story together. You know, when I chose to stop writing myself into my story as a victim, always blaming and finding fault in others, I started to write myself as the triumphant, successful heroine, and that's when my life truly started to begin anew. It was at that point that I started to see a massive difference in my life. The characteristics that I wrote for myself as heroine were now joyful. They were childlike. They were adventuresome, curious, brave, authentic, and absolutely fearless, because I did not want to regret. Once I crossed over, I didn't want to regret that I compromised and I settled my life away. You know, with each day that I awoke and I chose to script chapters that were positive, challenging, passionate, loving, non-judgmental, forgiving, and filled with faith in God, a whole new extraordinary story began to be told, and it continues to be told unto this very day. Because of this, the novel of my life is an unbelievable bestseller, and the sequels to come will be even more astounding. You know, because of this, this translated into then seeing the tangible results in my life. I had a session with a client who was very disheartened with her life. By her own admission, she'd followed all of the right, in quotations, things to do. Now, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here, and they're saying all the things that others said that she should do. Like, she married who her family told her to marry. She took the career path that she was told to follow. She was told where to live and how to raise her children. In her session, we looked at her life from a higher angel's point of view, and she clearly saw that she'd written the story of her life with somebody else's pen. The pen that she so willingly took and employed was a pen filled with ink of obligations, the heaviness of duty and tradition, and feeling weighed down by all of that. But nowhere in the story of her life did it seem like she was writing with the ink of fun, enjoyment, heartfelt desires and longings, and her own creative fulfillment. She was astounded by this revelation that she had absolutely given away all of her power, and that she actually had the choice of writing the chapters of her life with lightness and not burdens of duty, with ease over hardship and freedom over obligation. You know, this client had done a masterful job of writing someone else's story. She'd not written her own story because she allowed her words to be restricted, constrained, and limited by others, by the life that others thought that she should be living, by their standards and their judgment and their perspective. Basically, she had shut down her communication and had not allowed herself to write what she so longed in her heart and she so desired to write about. Once we know that there is no right or wrong and no obligations to anyone but ourselves and our divine connection to Source, once we really comprehend that there are no shoulds, there are no have-tos, and there are certainly no ought-tos, then we are free to pen the most amazing novel that there's ever been conceived of, with no limitations and no restrictions. You know, everyone, with the revelation that she could easily script a new story for her life, This client then had a huge aha moment, and she had a smile beaming across her face. And she said to me, "So you and your posse of angels do pretty much what you want, when you want to do them, and all is well?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I think that's lovely. What a fun way to live." So armed with new clean pages and a different kind of pen, this client decided to first check into her heart before she wrote anything in her story that was not fun, that was not heartfelt. The energies on the planet this month of June are supporting everyone to be reborn and regenerate their life. We are all going through a metamorphosis, changing like a butterfly, shedding our old lives and perspectives that no longer serve this bright, expanded light within us. And it'll be extraordinary for those of us who decided to pen new stories for our lives, for we will see the magical results of the greatest author in the universe, God, work miracles in our lives. And if you've not started to write a new story for yourself, start today, for your new life cannot begin if you keep writing the same content with the same less than desired characters, content, and pen. You've been listening or watching me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio / TV, as we are on Facebook Live TV. We're going to take a short break and come back and take some of those calls for those free angel readings. If you want to call into the show, it's 1-800-930-2819. And we'll take a quick break and I'll see you when I come back.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio and Angel Healing House Radio's TV, as we are on Facebook Live TV. Some people have been asking me, how do I watch the show? And all you need to do is go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page to click on the link and watch the show. So let's go to our callers for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and see what channeled messages come through for our callers. First caller up, we have Rita from Florida. Hello, Rita. You're on the line with me, Claire Candy Hoff.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm walking out in the beautiful city of Florida. I have to probably get off the road so I can hear you. You can hear me.
Well, I don't know if you want, it's kind of like texting and driving. I don't know if you're already walking on the roads and talking at the same time.
No, it's a sidewalk. But it's too close to the road. There's too many cars.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we want you to be safe. And so, do you find that? Good. Do you find, Rita, that you easily write new chapters for your life?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I am kind of stuck. I have this strong desire to do that, and I have a block. To paint, to my creativity, to my writing. There's so many distractions, and I keep allowing those distractions to stop me. Okay. And illness, and my girlfriend's ill, and my home may be ill with mold, and I want to rewrite that. I want to rewrite my life. I don't want to keep creating this kind of life. And I have anger and resentment that all of this is occurring instead of, I can't seem to see the positive side of it because it's much.
The positive side of it, Rita, is we learn our best lessons in contrast. For us to realize how bad things are, sometimes they have to get really bad. The mold has to get really unsightly for us to do something about it. Instead of putting pressure on yourself, a lot of these things you're speaking about stem from worthiness and deservability. Do I deserve to make myself a priority? And X out an hour every week, an hour out of, a 7-day week, 24 hours, a day, times seven. Do I deserve an hour a week in which I will give to myself? And once you do this, everything has to be done in increments. The Posse of Angels said you didn't learn to walk right after you were born. You learned to wiggle, you learned to get up on your knees, you learned to rock back and forth, you learned to crawl, then cruise along the furniture or whatever, and then you didn't start out by just running. So what they're saying is if you look at your life from the way you've described it, then it becomes overwhelming. To help you, they're suggesting to see where you could add more light in your life. Okay, because creativity is the spark of God, is the spark or the light of God working through us. And if you've allowed areas in your life to accumulate darkness, then it will sabotage you from bringing that spark of light of God into your heart to then illuminate those gifts and those talents and those abilities, which everyone have. Not everyone is a Picasso, but I wouldn't want to be a Picasso because I wouldn't want to paint or a writer like Tennyson or Hemingway, or because that's not my style. We each have our own unique style. So let's take the mold, for instance. If all you did was focus on that and clean that up, energetically, you would start to feel better. Mm-hmm. Your home would energetically start to feel better.
Let's clean it up energetically.
Yes, don't look at it.
It feels like...
Go on.
Yeah. It just feels... I can literally walk into the room and my skin is burning. I feel like it's in my head. I've never been like this before. I've never been so paranoid and in fear, and it's just weird.
Okay.
It's a weird place to be for me.
Okay. It also sounds like, if there's mold, it also sounds like it's encouraged dark energies. So, first of all, attending to cleaning up the mold. Second, to sage. Right. Sage your house. And while you're doing this, walk around and bring in the light of God, bring in the light of the angels, and keep filling that space with beautiful divine light. Purchase crystals. Crystals are wonderful to bring up the energies in a home. Another thing is bring in live plants. Live plants, you know, provide a living energy.
I got that message yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I got that message yesterday. Yes.
Okay. So our creativity, sweetheart, our creativity cannot happen unless we foster the environment in order for it to spark. You know, you can't expect to build a fire if you don't have those elements of, you know, air and the spark, and they've got to be all there. It's like making a good recipe. You know, if you leave out a couple of ingredients, it won't taste the same, and it certainly won't be as wonderful. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out. But they're saying for you, Rita, this is an easy fix.
Okay.
This is an easy fix. Not that it's broken, but if you allow yourself light in all areas of your life, then that spark of God coming in and creating that, you'll be able to see it, because right now you can't see it because energetically there is darkness in the home, and we are so affected by the energies. So they really want you to lighten things up. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Rita. 1, 2, 3. Okay, first card for you is, and I will show it to our viewers, the first card that's coming up is the Page of Cups. And the Page of Cups is, and it, in this deck, my Victorian tarot, fairy tarot deck, it's called the Page or the Herald of Summer. And they're saying this summer, they want you to put your emphasis on those areas to bring in light. You know, there's so much more time of sunlight, of brightness, of radiance and illumination during the summer months. They're saying really make a difference by lightening your home. And this will create an emotional increase in the lightness that you feel. Next card for you is the Ten of Winter, and the Ten of Winter is in this card, the Ten of Swords, and you can see this little fairy running in the snow, and the badger is looking down at him like he wants to eat him. This is a card of burden, and they're saying you're ready to release the burden. We wouldn't be having this conversation if you weren't ready to release the burden of not allowing the light into your house. So it's that's a wonderful sign. And the next card coming out for you is the Magician. Wonderful. Major Arcana card. You are the Magician. And the more that you can put your emphasis on increasing that energy, increasing the light, and it's got to start with your home. You know, a lot of people will think, well, I'm stuck creatively. But everything is energy, and in order for that spark of God to catch, we have to have the right environment. So you are the alchemist. You're holding the steering wheel of life, and you're ready to write a new story for yourself in bringing in light in all areas of your home, and then energetically you'll feel lighter, and then things will start to open up from there. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Rita.
Now, can I just ask one question about my home cleaning?
Yes,
clearing?
You can. Yes.
I mean, I actually have done house clearings before, and, you know, 10 years ago I took classes and I did it to some degree. And I did call in the angels, but it doesn't feel the same as it used to.
Okay, because you're a different person.
What I was doing.
Yeah, the reason for that is you're a whole different person now. You have a whole different set of cells. You've enlightened more, and it needs to be done again with your energies the way they are now.
And I need to do it. I need to do it with the angels. I mean, I need to be a part of it. It needs to be a visualization thing, and a and a physical, visual, and spiritual all together.
Absolutely, you know. Absolutely. And bring in those beautiful energies. You need to do this. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well.
All right.
I won't say good luck doing it, because all you need to do is open yourself for the assistance of the angels and to allow that light of creativity to come in your life. So have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. And what a great reminder. Thank you so much, Rita, for your call, because each and every one of us has that spark, has the capacity for the spark of God to come into our life, that spark of creativity. You know, some of my clients have said to me, well, you know, I'm not a writer, so I won't write a book, or I'm not a painter, so I won't illustrate some oracle cards, or I won't. But each and every one of us has gifts, abilities, and talents within us, and it's just allowing for them to come out and so that we could co-create with God. But we need to have the environment light, bright, filled with positive, optimistic, loving, forgiving energies in order for us to feel that spark. Because if we are living in a dark area of energy, and it'll be much, much more difficult to feel that spark of God working through us. Let's go to our next caller. We have Nancy from Los Angeles. Nancy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. Lovely to speak to you.
Hi, love. Same to you. I enjoy your energy. You just calm me down. You know, I have a romance. You do. You're good for me. I have a romance question, and I've been dating someone for several years, and I'm happy, but neither one of us seem to want to commit. So now we're older, and I'm kind of thinking, I want to commit, and when I discussed it with him, he kind of pulled back. Okay. I'm wondering if you have any insight for me.
Okay. All right. Now, when you say commit, there's certain different types of commitment. There's a commitment to marriage. Some people find marriage, that piece of paper, important. For me, I always like ceremony and ritual from my former incarnations, and so I liked the ceremony of marriage. Commitment could be committing to being monogamous. Even though you're not married, they're committed only seeing one person. Now, I'm not sure what commitment you're speaking about.
Well, being monogamous and possibly living together.
Okay, all right.
Even
now,
though we've traveled so many times, yes.
Okay, now this only becomes problematic if it's important to you. You have to ask yourself, is this a deal breaker? We cannot do anything anymore, Nancy, that is not 100%. It's not right and it's not wrong. It's not good or bad or anything like that. If it doesn't sit on your heart and it feels like it's a compromise, because in these times of miracles and wonder, in these times of living in the higher dimensional frequency, there is only what we desire, and we do not have to compromise, and we don't have to settle for less. You and Mr., let's call him Mr., don't have to use his real name, this is a soulmate relationship. And soulmate relationships are really important for us because they come together lifetime after lifetime in different guises, in different forms, to reflect something back to us, which may not have been some unfinished business, something that create together, or to reflect something to us that we still need to bring into alignment within ourselves. And maybe the one of those things is compromise and settling for less. And as we enlighten and as we become more and more conscious and more awakened, we realize that we do not have to settle for less and we don't have to compromise. In, let's say, a perfect world, Nancy, you could have a partner who can't breathe without you, who adores you and wouldn't even think about going with somebody else. Would you like that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had that.
No, it's not whether you've ever had that. It's whether in your heart
No.
you would love that.
I don't know that. I could, but then I really like my space.
No, it's not about not having your space. This is about this other person valuing and not wanting.
Oh, valuing, not, right.
Valuing, honoring, and respecting your desires, your hopes, your wishes, all of that, your desires. And they don't want, they value you so much that they don't want to go with other women.
Oh, I would love that, 100%. I would love that. And,
okay.
And when he doesn't act that way, I break up with him, but then I miss him more than anybody else. So I'm in a catch-22.
Now, soulmate relationships, there's something electrifying to keep us playing. Excuse me. To keep us playing the soulmate game so that we learn the lesson. But If every time you go back to this person, you're showing the universe that you're willing to compromise. And so what have you gotten? You've gotten compromise. If you show the universe that you're prepared to step up and to not compromise and settle for less, you know, and then draw a line in the sand and say to this gentleman, you know, you mean a great deal to me, but this is what my heart desires, and I don't want to compromise anymore. And the universe, which wants only what we desire and can only send us what we show them that we desire, you know, will then we will co-create and draw to ourselves somebody with those specifications. You know, unless we
answer.
Step up. What's that?
I love that answer. That's so easy to understand, and it really makes so much sense. Because
now, yeah.
When you put it, yes, I love that.
Okay, that's good. Now,
I hope I'm strong enough.
No, it doesn't have to do with strength. It has to do with honoring and valuing. What is what you most desire, because you know it's not about strength. It's about I have this life to live in this incarnation, and I would much prefer not to settle and compromise for less than I so richly deserve. And we're all children of God. We're all divine. We all have the right to not compromise our lives away. And so, to be proactive, Nancy, the Posse of Angels are poking me in the back and they're saying, tell her, write a decree, a sacred decree to God saying, I've made compromises when it comes to love, but from now on, I won't make compromises. And write down what it is you want. You know, when I did this after my walk-in experience, I wrote, thank you for my twin flame relationship. Thank you for my beloved, you know, and then I wrote down the characteristics. We work together. If you want to work together, we work together. We travel the world together. Nothing is more important than the relationship. He treats me like a princess. We allow each other to be who we are. There's no game playing. We respect and honor. He's trustworthy and reliable and, you know, committed and all of those things. Write that out in a page and then read it out every morning and every night and feel what it feels like to have him in your life already. And it will truly, those energies, Nancy, will then, I did it ritualistically. I used to go down to the ocean and I used to send the words out across the water and visualize them going out to the farthest reaches of the world to bring me back this extraordinary divine compliment of mine. And 6 months later, after doing this, I speak about this extraordinary meeting in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, my autobiography. I went to a Come As Your Favorite Rockstar party at one of Stevie Nicks. I had very curly hair then. The only Elvis in the party out of about 100 people turned up. And 5 days later, he asked to marry me. 5 days later, he asked to marry me, and he was everything that was on that list.
Oh, wow. I love that story. Yep. Oh, wow.
Okay. So let's go to the cards. I do have another. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay. First card.
You are so good.
First card for you is the Seven of Wands, Pentacles. This is the Seven of Pentacles. They want you to know that you need to plant the seeds. Plant the seeds well. Nourish them and allow them to grow, okay? So plant the seeds of believing that you do not have to compromise, put your focus and attention on what are the characteristics and qualities of this man that you want to open up and bring into your life. The next is the Queen of Cups. She is the intuitive one. She is the one that feels the most, this queen. And she wants you to, once you plant those seeds and write that beautiful decree, then this Queen of Cups wants you to feel as if he's in your life already. And then the next one is this is a beautiful card. It's the Fairy Bride. And this is the Empress, and she wants to feel that fertile, feel that beautiful feminine energy, and open up like that butterfly to receive that beautiful love in your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, Stephanie. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hello, yes.
I've only got a few minutes. What's your question?
Gosh, I had so many. Let me think. One of them is, I guess, speaking of, one of my questions is about the relationship that I'm in now. You know, you said before that Alex had said that it was a powerful one. So I was wondering if there was some more information on that.
On the relationship that you have now. Okay. The first is the Three of Swords, and the Three of Swords card is always about things underlying. I feel within this relationship, just like Nance, the other caller, that there is compromise. There is settling for less. And because you are growing and awakening and enlightening not to have compromise in your life, this is causing a tug of war. So it would be good to sit down and to have a conversation saying, my needs aren't being met, or there is some compromise in this relationship. Once you do this, the Ten of Cups comes in, which is the happy emotional fulfillment card. Either your partner will say, well, I can't and I won't honor and value what's important to you, and then you'll split. Or else you will then bring to yourself somebody that's more honorable. And then the next card is that the Five of Cups card, which is the Lack card. You do feel like there's something that's not quite honoring in this relationship, sweetheart. So I think it's really important to air what's going on, and then you will see then you will see where there's been restriction and constrictions in this relationship. I really do have to go. I have to sign off now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to those callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. And thank you for those viewers who are watching Angel Healing House Radio on Facebook Live TV. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And please do go to my website. Look for those fabulous, remarkable channeled books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and of course, my first book, Angels of Faith. Until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and as always, angel blessings. Speak to you again next week. Bye. Thank you.